Fairbanks is, it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Family Feud. Tonight, two families will play for $10,000 and a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander simply by guessing the top answers that 100 people gave to some very simple questions. It's that easy. So let's meet our families. First up, welcome back our champs, the Binns family.
Did we laugh?
Really?
Oh, we laughed. Who have you got on board tonight?
Daughter Ellie, son Brody, and my niece Hannah.
Lovely to have you guys back. And ready to take them on tonight, the Harrison family. Hi, Jarvis.
Good to see you.
We met you guys before, but there's a little confusion over one of your answers, so we thought we'd have you back. So great to have you
very
back.
Very nice of you, mate.
Who's
Thanks
here?
Much. This is my mum, Janine. And my two younger sisters, Carly and Renee.
Lovely to see you guys again. Team captains, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Every time. Name something. You have like a nervous twitch or something, or are you super excited?
I just want to get in quick.
I know you do, but you've got to play by the rules,
okay,
Vanessa.
Okay.
Name something people congratulate each other for.
She just gave me the
now
look.
You know,
of
getting
looks.
Married.
Getting married. Yeah! Now, last night we did joke that we've obviously all seen you on a wrecking ball before, but quite seriously though, you had a photo with the rapper 360.
Yes.
Right. And what did he say?
He used to come into the bar that I work at, and he came in one day and he said, "Oh, I want to get a photo with you. I'll chuck up on Instagram." And my manager loved him, so I was like, "You know what? We'll do it just to make him jealous." And he put up a photo saying "hanging with Miley," but it got like 11,000 likes, which I was like, "Yeah, cool." And then there's like 600 comments of like hate.
Oh, no! People who don't like Miley.
Well, that and...
Because I'd imagine, like, 360's followers are kind of maybe not Miley admirers.
No.
But you look great. I like you looking like Miley. Okay. Do you like being referred to that like that, or...?
Oh, it's a compliment, but I'm, like, sick of it.
Oh, yeah?
I'm really sick of it.
Because it's funny, because I am too, because I get Brad Pitt all the time. And you know what? Annoying. Something people congratulate each other for?
Having a baby.
Lovely.
Yes.
Nice. The Broadstar. The Broman. B-Dog. Something people congratulate each other for?
A birthday.
Lovely. Good. And there. Hannah, got something?
Winning, just in general.
Congratulations on winning
yes.
your thing.
Yes.
Nice.
You're a little happy with yourself that you got the top answer too, I might add. You're fast.
Now I've got the third top answer.
Mm, do you?
Birthday.
That was the best setup for that answer possible. So, Vanessa, would you like to have another try?
Yeah.
What is it?
Congratulations on the golf
Just quickly
tournament.
Have a look at the other answers on there.
The golf tournament.
Vanessa says for the golf tournament.
Really? It's not there? Holy cow.
Oh, wow.
I'm so proud of her.
In your own special way. Ellie.
I'm going to keep my theme going. Falling pregnant.
Oh, OK, so on conceiving said child.
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Buddy? Maybe on your age?
Congratulations.
No, beginning to a certain age.
Congratulations on that. Second strike. Harrison's can steal, so have a think, guys. Hannah?
How about engagement?
Ah, good. Nice. Quickly study the board, Vanessa. Something people congratulate each other for.
Winning the grand final.
Yes, on winning the grand final, you. Three strikes. Oh. Harrison's. Renee.
Job promotion.
Lovely. Carly.
Graduation.
Janine.
Anniversary.
Jace, some wonderful options from the family.
Some good options there, Grant. I think I'll go with anniversary.
Anniversary for the steal. Let's see if it gets the Harrison's on the board. Oh, no, it's not. Bins get the points. Congratulations. 16-77. Remaining answers. Promotion on a new job. Congratulations. Whoopsie daisy. Whoopsie daisy. So it takes the Bin family to a 77-point lead, and if either family go on to win 5 nights in a row, they'll be driving home a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. The Outlander seats 5 with features including Mitsubishi's multi-communication system, dusk sensing headlamps, and CVT auto with paddle shift. For everybody playing along at home, see how you go with this one. Name something you wash outside. We'll give you the answer when we come back on The Feud. Welcome back to Family Feud, where one of these two families could win $10,000 tonight. Before the break, I asked, name something you wash outside. The top answer was... Ah! Excellent work. Wax on, wax off. Ellie, Janine, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something that robs you of a good night's sleep. Janine.
Baby's crying.
Baby cries. Nice. Something that robs you of a good night's sleep, Carly.
Your husband snoring?
Yes, it. Not that I know what that's... Oh, yeah, it so does. Like I sleep next to my husband. There you are. Renee.
Yes. I'm just going to say noise.
Noise in general?
Yes.
Nice. Jace. Something that robs you of a good night's sleep?
Barking dogs.
Barking dogs. Oh. Good work.
A loud car.
Just a loud, yeah. Just a hotted up loud car of some sort.
Hoons.
Hoons. Terrible.
Loud car.
Could be Grant.
Yeah, it could be probably me coming past with my big exhaust on. First strike, Carly.
A party?
A party's not a bad answer. Let's see if it's there. No, it's not. Second strike. Bin's family could steal, Renee.
I'm going to say an alarm.
An alarm going off. Yeah. How annoying is that? That's like torture. Third strike, Harrison's. Bin's family. Hannah.
Alarm clock.
Alarm clock. Good. Ready.
Neighbours.
Ellie.
Insomnia.
Vanessa.
Loud music.
Loud music. We're going with loud music. Okay. We're ready.
Yeah.
Is that music on the board? No, it's not. Sorry, Vince family. Harrison's got some points. Number 8. Nightmares. Stress. Neighbours. Children are all wonderful answers. Okie dokie. 77-66. It's a closer one tonight. Double points time. Brody, Carly, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 5 answers are on the board. What's something you don't have the heart to tell someone they're bad at? Brody?
Maths. You're not good at maths.
I don't know how to break this to you. Your addition is horrendous.
I don't know.
Carly?
Singing.
What? Oh, nice. Singing. Oh, top answer, pass or play. They're going to play, they're going to play.
I'm just saying.
A
That answer was awesome.
I loved it.
How's your maths, Hannah?
It's okay.
Yeah, so-so. Yeah. What's something you don't have the heart to tell someone they're bad at?
Cooking.
Yeah, that's nice, because that would hurt your feelings.
It would.
Nice. Yeah. Vanessa. Something you don't have the heart to tell someone they're bad at?
Kissing.
Kissing. Kissing.
You don't want to be a bad kisser.
You don't. No one wants to be known as the bad kisser. No. Kissing? Oh, first strike. What's something you don't have the heart to tell someone they're bad at? Playing Family Feud.
It could have been worse.
Ellie.
I'm going to take that one step further than hers and say sex.
Ooh,
that is not an easy thing to break with anybody.
Oh, second strike. Harrison family could steal, but Brody's going to stop him with a knockout answer. What's something you don't have the heart to tell someone they're bad at?
Washing, like their hygiene.
Oh, yeah, I see where you're going with that one, yeah. Let's see if it's there. Oh, no, three strikes. Sorry, guys. Harrison's. Renee.
This is blanked out. Their job.
Carly.
Sport.
Janine.
What they're wearing.
Lovely. Jason, some good options from the fans.
Good options there.
And they had some pretty good options last time.
Yeah, they did. Now, might back the sisters in this time. But I can only back one of them. I'm going to go with Carly and say sport.
We're going to go sport. Let's see if it gets you there. Yeah. Take that, audience. Well done. Takes them to 208. What else does Australia say? Telling jokes. Or driving. Yeah, that's pretty offensive. Righto, 208, Harrison's had the lead to 77. That's what the Binns family scores at. Look, we know you like watching Family Feuds, and then why not play along at home with the official Family Feud game? Simply head to 10 Play, look for Family Feud, and you'll also see the highlights and the fun stuff that goes on behind the scenes as well. A little special treat for everyone. Triple points when we come back. Stick around. Carryover champs are sitting on 77, and the Harrison family have it. They're at the moment 208. The family who gets to 300 points in this round could take home $10,000. We're playing for triple points right now. So give me Hannah, give me Renee. Let's do it. We surveyed 100 people, and the top five answers are on the board. Name something that starts with the word belly. Hannah.
Button.
Belly button. Nice work. Nice play. We're going to play. Belly, belly, belly. Something that starts with the word belly.
Belly ring.
Belly ring. Nice. Belly.
Belly ache.
Belly ache.
Yes.
Nice. Only two left on the board, bro. It's
belly dancer.
Belly dancer. One left on the board, the quickest round ever in a triple point round right now. So this could save you guys. What's number three?
Belly bump.
A belly bump. Is belly bump on the board to take out the game? No. Oh. First strike, Vanessa.
Belly flop. In the pool.
Into the pool. Belly flop. We love doing them as kids.
Yep.
Sometimes as adults. Is number three belly flop? The Binns family smash the round, take out the win with a clean sweep. Harrison didn't even get a shot. Janine, Carly, Renee, thanks for playing. You guys won't be going home empty-handed. We'll give you guys a gift card for $1,000 from Webjet, Australia's largest online travel agency, a great place to compare and book the best domestic and international travel. So happy holidaying.
Thank you.
You'll also get our brand new Family Feud board game. They are the Harrison family. Good try, guys. Binns, fast money. Come on over.
All right.
Oh, some new players tonight.
Because of them.
Because because of them. Why? What was wrong with them?
Not great.
They weren't so good, says Vanessa. Head back to our soundproof booth, which is back that way.
Oh, we're in for some fun.
Fast Money comes up next. We shoot for $10,000 on the feud. Well done.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Welcome back. It's Fast Money time here on The Feud. So let's see if the Binns family can now win some cash. If you and Vanessa get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. Sounds pretty juicy, because it is. Vanessa is now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. She's just chilling out for a mo on her own. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Going to give you 20 seconds to answer them, OK? If you pass, we'll come back at this time, and the clock starts at the end of the first question.
Fantastic.
You ready?
Yes.
20 seconds on the clock, please.
Good luck.
Name something you might find on your roof.
Bed.
Name a section of the newspaper you never read.
Sport.
Name something you'd ask a babysitter to do.
Change nappies.
Name an occupation that requires you to work late.
Bartender.
Name an Asian country.
China.
Superb.
Good. Let's go. Name something you might find on your roof. You said. Survey says. 9. Yeah, exactly. Name a section of the newspaper you never read. You said. Sports section. True?
True.
True. Survey says. 29. Name something you'd ask a babysitter to do. You said. Change nappies. Survey says. Oh, 3. Name an occupation that requires you to work late. You said. Bartender. What do you do?
I'm a bartender.
Survey says. 11. Name an Asian country. You said. The biggest one. China. Survey says. No! Well done. Get back to family, clear the board. Hi, Vanessa. Welcome back. I've been looking forward to this a lot. You need a total of 106 to get $10,000, okay?
Easy.
So, yeah, that's the spirit. I'm going to ask you the same 5 questions. You're the second player, and it's always a little harder for the second player, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, OK? Now, if you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Hannah's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. Now, remember, the time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Vanessa.
OK.
Name something you might find on your roof.
Tiles.
Name a section of the newspaper you never read.
The deaths.
Name something you'd ask a babysitter to do.
Change a nappy.
Try again.
Clean the house.
Name an occupation that requires you to work late.
Night shift worker for a security company.
Name an Asian country.
China.
Try again.
Japan.
Lovely. 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 Yay. Yay. Good. Feel good?
Yeah.
Let's go. You look like you're enjoying yourself. Name something you might find on your roof. You said tiles.
Yeah. What else would be on the roof?
It's the top answer. We now need 72 for $10,000. Name a section of the newspaper you never read. You said the deaths.
I don't want to know who died.
It's a bit morbid, isn't it? You don't want to know who died. You do died. Survey says 50.
You almost got it.
Now, I laughed when you said deaths, but do you know that actually was the second top answer?
Good
job. And Hannah had the top answer of sport, so well done. So we need 57 now. Name something you ask a babysitter to do. You said. While you're there, can you clean me house?
Maybe.
Why stop at that? Why don't you go... Actually, I wouldn't mind a bit of a renovation. Can you add a room to our building, if that's OK?
Yeah, probably not great.
Survey says... 7? Nice. Babysit was the top answer, believe it or not. You need 50 now for 10,000. Name an occupation that requires you to work late.
What did I even say?
It was like the world's longest answer. You said...
Yeah.
You said
in a roundabout
sort. Night shift worker for a security company that possibly is a cannery established in 1872 that roughly employs about 600 employees. Your Honour. Survey says 14. Doctor or nurse was the top answer there.
Okay.
Believe it or not, you actually got the second top answer. 36 now from this final one, and we got $10,000. Name an Asian country. You said Japan. Do we have 36 or more?
We're nearly good.
Hand on my heart. Survey says. China with the top answer.
She is hilarious.
Wow. They got the second top answer, believe it or not. Now they do get $10 for every fast money point, not the 10,000. The good news is, the really good news is they'll be back again tomorrow. Yay for that. A lot of fun. The project's coming up next. Remember the big bash on 10 It's Not. We'll see you all tomorrow. I'm Brad Daniel.